Danny Gaselli, East Coast Radio.
It is East Coast Radio. It is a Thursday afternoon, and I would love it if you were to come on board and help us solve a debate that we have just conjured up in the studio right now. Now, picture this. You're a working adult. You go there. You're on the grind every single day. You work hard to earn money, and then you use that money, because you're an adult, to buy food and have insurance and medical aid. As a working adult, and say, for example, you got a partner, right? How do you feel about an adult sleepover? Because according to Shayna, it's a fine thing. A
Absolutely.
Normal thing.
I think it's so cool.
In what world?
It's so fun. Like, imagine having your girlfriend come over and, like, have a glass of wine and then just have a little sleepover. And then you wake up and you make coffee in the morning. And
okay, there's you and your husband. You're having dinner. And a couple phones, and they're like, Shayna, Pascal, how's it? We're coming over, and we're staying over.
Woohoo!
For the night. You're fine.
Absolutely.
No, man.
I've got a spare room for a reason.
Okay, just help me out here. 061-792-9495. I get kids' sleepovers. Oh, I want to see Sheila. She's 10. It's a party. I get it. But as an adult, sleepovers, are they an actual thing? Please help us figure this out. Maybe you're in the office, you can discuss it with your colleagues. That would be great. 061-792-9495. Adult sleepover. I mean, what?
I absolutely love the idea of adult sleepovers. It's so important for your inner child to be connected to your current adult form. So having my best friend over, cooking with her, drinking, being merry, that is just the ideal scenario for a weekend for me. So I'm absolutely agreeing. I love adult sleepovers.
Hi, Danny. Ooh-hoo, my champion. I love you. And also, I think it's better to have someone sleep over, especially, you know, when it's not safe to drive. So make them a bed, make them like a cup of coffee, and let them sleep over and keep them safe, because we care. Niobe from Bytown.
Hey guys, yeah, adult sleepover sounds like more like a swingers party. Ian from Potchefstroom.
Danny, this where we're grown adults are having sleepovers. But I think you've led a very sheltered life. But maybe go ask Daddy why.
Hi Danny, this is Snap from Pinetown. Yo, I don't like anyone sleeping over at my place. And I don't sleep over at anyone's place. I'm not a morning person. And I hate having to wake up early in the morning because now there's other people in the house. No. Mm-mm. Go home. Find a way to go home.
Hey, Danny. Sammy here. About ladies sleepover. I think if the ladies are having a sleepover, then the men have to go away so we can be ourselves. And there's definitely going to be things we're going to talk about that he shouldn't be listening. Yeah.
Hi, Danny, it's Celeste. Yeah. Oh, yes. We are all for adult sleepovers. We actually have had a lot of adult sleepovers with friends. We even take our dogs as well. So they also enjoy the adult sleepovers. Thanks for a great show, Danny.
Hi, Danny. Kerry here from The Crest. Adult sleepovers is the safest option. It's like so much better. Say you're having a bra or you're doing something at your friend's, stay over. It's safer. I sleep over and I'm out there early in the morning, but at least I know I'm safe. It's totally cool to do that.
Hi, Danny. I don't really think it should be a thing in this day and age, especially with the economy and the prices of things. It's absolutely hard to maintain your family alone. And I imagine having guests over. And what if they overstay their welcome? Are you literally just going to say, okay, you know what? It's 2 weeks now and it's time for you to leave. So I don't think so. And a lot of people get offended But I don't think that they should get offended, because in this day and age, it's really hard to afford things.
Danny Gaselli, weekdays 12 p.m., only on KZN's number one hit music station, East Coast Radio.